It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. This morning, Dr. Husing begins a new series of conversations over the next several weeks detailing the economic advantages that various areas of the Inland Empire have in competing for business and job growth over Southern California's coastal communities. At his big State of the Region luncheon last week in Ontario, Dr. Husing told the crowd of hundreds of business people that the Inland Empire has added more than 150,000 jobs in the past 3 years, and that is more jobs than the region lost during the Great Recession. Dr. Husing says this future growth will not impact Riverside and San Bernardino counties equally, that the Inland Empire's counties are not homogeneous. They have different zones with different competitive advantages. Dr. Husing divides the two counties into 6 zones each with unique economic characteristics from other areas of Southern California. Dr. Husing starts with the 6 regions of Riverside County.
Okay, well, if you look at Riverside, the way that I think about it when I do this kind of work is I divide it into 6 what I'll call zones. One is the Western Edge, which is essentially the cities of Corona, Norco, and then the new city of Eastvale. Then there is the city of Riverside, which, of course, is the largest city in the Inland Empire, 12th largest city in the state. Mm-hmm. Then you have this southwest area, down where you've got, or south I-215 area, which is starting with Moreno Valley and going down the 215, you hit Paris, Emmett, San Jacinto, and Menifee. That area has a lot of common characteristics. Going farther south, southwest Riverside County, you've got Temecula, Murrieta, Wildomar, and Lake Elsinore. Then the fifth area is the Pass, which is Banning, Beaumont, and Cabazon. Also in San Bernardino County, Yucaipa is kind of a sort of piece of that as well. And then you've got the Coachella Valley.
Okay, so 6 regions that span from the western line of Riverside County with L.A. County and Orange County down to San Diego County and all the way to Arizona.
Right.
That's a big region. Let's start with what you call the Western Edge, Corona, Norco, Eastvale, advantages and disadvantages for this kind of economy.
Well, if you look at that particular area, the first thing that you note is that it is close to Orange County. And so if something's going to come out of Orange County, that tends to be where it will arrive first. It'll come out the 91 freeway, and so it lands in Corona or it's landed in Norco. Eastvale has sort of received pressures from both eastern L.A. County moving into Eastvale as well as coming down from Orange County. So that those two counties, being close to those is an advantage. One of the things that's occurred in those areas has been a lot of high-end housing built. So what you've had seen happening is as housing prices have become ridiculously high in the two coastal counties, you've seen people that are, say, 35 to 50 that are in the very aggressive parts of their careers who wanted to move up in housing, can't afford it, a move-up house in L.A. or Orange, so they've migrated into places like Corona and Eastvale, and they brought their educations with them. Hmm. So you've got a labor force there that is competitive with the labor forces in the coastal counties in terms of bachelor's degree and above, or AA and above. Mm-hmm. And that means that if you're going to have companies that rely on a high-end labor force, that's where you see it located. It also falls a bit into the city of Riverside, up in the area of Orange Crest and Woodcrest, which are closer to the Corona area. So that is a big competitive advantage. A second advantage that that area has, particularly Corona, has been a manufacturing base. As manufacturing has not been able to survive in Orange County, a lot of manufacturers have migrated into Corona. And so you have some very large manufacturing companies located there, companies like Fender Guitar, companies like, Monster's there. You've got Watson Pharmaceutical, which is a generic drug manufacturing, but a whole range of manufacturers migrating there. The other thing that there is an advantage for there is the fact that in Corona in particular, you had a lot of Class A office built, Class A office buildings. And so as the economy comes back in the office world, that again is a competitive advantage. So you have there a labor force that's capable of doing high-end work and a high-end labor or high-end office supply as well. So that area is one of the areas of the Inland Empire when we start seeing a more aggressive move into the higher-end parts of economic development. That's the place, one of the places where you should see it occurring.
And next week, we're going to continue with Dr. Husing's other economic areas in Riverside County, including the city of Riverside, the South I-215 corridor, Southwest Riverside County, the Pass area, and the Coachella Valley. There are six regions in San Bernardino County with competitive advantages as well. They are called the West End, the East Valley, the High Desert, the Mountains, the Morongo Basin, and the outlying desert areas. And over the next several weeks, Dr. Husing is going to talk about those regions here on 91.9 KVCR. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor on 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments by Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org.